Welcome to the Glamifest Your Dream Life podcast. My name is Alexis Glam, and my passion is helping women from around the world master the law of attraction, gain confidence, find their life purpose, and become masters of their own realities. I'm super excited today to inspire you and help you eradicate your limiting beliefs and achieve everything that you once thought was impossible. So if you're looking to massively level up your life from the inside out, to attract high-value relationships, wealth, happiness, and an overall luxurious lifestyle, this podcast is for you. You can see this as your weekly dose of manifestation tips, inspiration, mindset development, and much more to help you become the best and most irresistibly magnetic version of you. And best of all, I'm all about helping you with an extra dose of motivation by sharing inspirational stories of glamorous women and myself alike, as well as discussing the various techniques you can use today to improve your life. I definitely wouldn't want to keep you waiting any longer, so let's dive right into it. Hello, ladies, and welcome to this exciting episode of the Glamifest Your Dream Life podcast. Today, I have Tanae, one of our old students of the Glamifest Bootcamp. How are you, Tanae?
I'm doing good. It's a sunny day in Bahamas, so I'm happy about that.
Life is good. Life is good.
Yeah.
So thank you for taking the time to hop on this call with us. I just wanted to quickly check in and see how you're doing. But first of all, it's maybe good for you to introduce yourself so that the listeners have an idea of who you are, where you come from, and what your journey is up to now.
Okay, perfect. So my name is Tanae, as Lexi stated. I'm in my 20s. Not that that really matters, but I live in the Bahamas. I work in the financial industry, but I have like a passion for wellness. So I also, in my free time, I make YouTube videos and then just try to find my creative outlet that way. Mm-hmm. And I found out about the whole Glamifest, Facebook page just through going through a lot of Neville Goddard groups, and then somehow Glamifest magically appeared inside my So that was really helpful. Do you want to know kind of like how I found out about Neville, or?
Yeah, that's good for the ladies to know as well, what your law of attraction journey is or was.
Okay, perfect. So I think for me, I had known about law of attraction, but coming from like a Christian background, I always kind of felt like it was something like frou-frou, and it's like bit kind of borderline devil magic.
So
it's
but
then I really think through the quarantine process, I was just working on this, like I had this kind of awakening where I'm like, okay, you know, I just don't want to have these beliefs that were ingrained in me. I want to know, like explore for myself and make my own conclusion. So like, as I started learning more about law of attraction, I'm like, wait, this is actually, a lot of this is scriptural. Mm-hmm. And especially when I found out about Neville Goddard, I mean, when it comes to Neville, almost everything is biblical.
Like, it's, oh yeah.
And it just like gives the practical application. And I remember like I got The Feeling is the Secret audiobook, and I would listen to it over and over and like have it ingrained in my head. Mm-hmm. But kind of, I was missing that like point of like, okay, I get what Neville is saying. He's talking about like revision. He's talking about you have to feel it real. You got to persist. You got to do this. I didn't know how to like practically do that. So I feel like when I came on Glamifest, when I found that like your Facebook page, and then I started looking at your YouTube videos, I was like, wait, now I feel like I'm understanding the Neville method. Mm-hmm. And then also getting like that practical component, practical methodology, like that literally like 1, 2, 3, 4 breaking that down into like elementary school basics, like Neville for dummy.
Okay, not for dummy. Well, he does like, use language that is a bit complicated at times. I do understand.
So
you kind of knew, you had a background in Neville Goddard, you've read the books, you've had the audiobook for a while. What exactly were you looking to gain from joining Glamifest, since you already had a little bit of knowledge? What was the missing key component that you were looking for by enrolling?
Yeah, I think I had come to this conclusion that I would get, like, I guess you would call it manifestations, or I would have like something good happen to me, mm-hmm. and then I'd see it like unravel. And like, so it was this consistent pattern, almost like a carrot dangling in front of your face, where you'd like almost have something. Like, even when it comes to like wealth and abundance, like I felt like, okay, I'm almost on the precipice of it, but then it's gone. And yeah. then it's relationships. Oh, you almost got it. You're attracting people. Okay, it's gone.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I need help. Something is wrong. I have a therapist and that's not working.
Oh.
You know? So
SOS,
like,
SOS.
SOS, yeah. So like kind of like removing, like finding out like those blockages and like dealing, I guess you would call them limiting beliefs.
Yes.
And of course, you know, as we go through the course, like literally you address every single limiting belief in your entire life from mm-hmm. child, from like day one to like day 1,000, and kind of work on it like really head on.
Yeah.
I just had to find those blocks that were stopping, like some things that were blocking happiness in my life.
So did you feel like when you went through the course that you were able to remove those blockages, and how has that helped you in the process?
Yeah, so for sure I was able to remove the blocks. I think sometimes when I would manifest everything, like I would kind of like unconsciously manifest things in my life, but this whole thing about removing the blocks, it's like really taking steps to consciously manifest. And I think like the number one thing that was like really, well, not just the number one, but like one of the many things that helped was like the whole mental diet, which I know you emphasize even in the larger group, of how you have to literally, I guess like when it comes to the mental diet, like you really have to work on analyzing every single thought, like not as much as thoughts as possible, and like work on understanding that these are the links. It's your thoughts manifest in your actual 3D world. And if your thoughts right, then you'll begin to see the links. So I began the links of like, you know, okay, yes, I manifested this great experience, but then kind of what's causing that rebounding or the experience being taken away from me is because there's these limiting beliefs beneath the surface. I think you have, you know, that whole like, was it like an iceberg, or it was like a, you had like a seesaw type thing. Like these are the blockages that are in between you and what you really want.
Oh yeah. Yeah. The ledger.
Yeah. That whole thing. Mm-hmm. So it's like I had to really like work on mental diet and like assessing like each and every block from like, okay, when it comes to relationships, okay, you do good in relationships, you attract, but then things kind of, you know, shift. And what is the reason for the shift? Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, you have to analyze like your past, and you have, you kind of helped me like on our one-on-one discussions, we're like literally going to childhood and we're seeing how those things that happen even in childhood, not even like things that you would consider major or traumatic, it's the little things that still resonate and still create patterns in your life today.
Absolutely.
Yeah, those things helped a lot.
But then when it comes to those childhood revisions, as we did through the course, how was your experience with that? Because you mentioned briefly that there might be certain events or things that happened as a child to you that you're not necessarily sure should have an effect on your current life, but they do. So did you have any of those realizations while doing the course?
Yeah. So for me, I think I was able, I think like we had like very vulnerable conversations and easy to like kind of talk to, like to get to the root. Like, I think I told you about kind of my experience and where I grew up. Yes. And then found out that there was like this privilege block. Mm-hmm. And like, I kind of always felt like on the outside of privilege. So even as you kind of move up in a space where you should be considered privileged, if beneath the surface you're really still feeling that lack of worthiness, mm-hmm. you deserve money, you shouldn't have it, like it's not part of you, it's not something. So like kind of growing up in a scenario where there was a lot of lack, mm-hmm. there was still a lot of love and everything, and it's a good childhood experience that I had overall, but those were those unconscious seeds that were just there, and that they were just like festering and just like kind of just like messing up whatever I felt like I could come into. So like when I would do the childhood wound revision, I think we did like it, we made it so real, and just like working on, especially like, you know, just the Neville technique of where you actually have to like, especially when you're sleeping and going back and changing these experiences. I think Neville says something like, it's a line he says where it's like a lot of the issues in our life are the seeds of a past or something gone wrong in the past, or like mm-hmm. unconscious, something Neville says, something like that. So it's like when we, and even as a group, when we were working on like childhood wound revisions and going through this whole process, I feel like almost instantaneously, you would look in the group and you would start to see that people were like messaging, like they had this breakthrough or they had mm-hmm. that breakthrough. Mm-hmm. And I even saw, I put in the group, like I even felt like once I had begun to revise those childhood wounds, I started to see like financial breakthroughs, and started off with just like small breakthroughs, like, you know, just being able to get an iPhone that.
Oh yeah, I remember.
Okay, yeah.
I was a violet one. I remember. I want one too, by the way.
Yeah. Oh, awesome. iPhone. So it's like, but so even it's like, so you got kind of begin to see that when you work on all of these like hidden seeds, that then you're like, oh, now I can experience this full blessing that God, higher power, infinite intelligence has for me. Mm-hmm. I just do not be stuck in the past. I have to like clear those past blockages so I could get into this whole future dynamic. I think mm-hmm. that's the best way to describe it.
And how do you feel like, because you experienced that now that you worked on these blockages, that it feels like the floodgates have opened with regards mm-hmm. to actually being feeling worthy and actually receiving, since you feel like this. Did you experience a shift internally, or was this just a surprise when it happened?
You know, I think I was starting to feel the shift internally. Like I was in quarantine when I was doing the GlamourFest boot camp. Mm-hmm. So I literally like the boot camp. I feel like the boot camp was my life. On the Facebook page, I'd be like, oh my gosh, when I would, because I think you're in a different time zone. So like almost every morning I woke up, it would be like 3 notifications, Alexis.
Yeah, I'm very active in the inner circle.
Yeah, so I'm like, oh my gosh, what revelation do I start with this morning? You know, so it was always like going through all of these, you know, like it was always something new to work on.
Yeah.
The group. And I'm sorry, Alexis, I forgot the question.
No, you answered it already. It was regarding feeling the shift.
Okay, yeah. So I felt the shift internally. And then I think like once I was literally, I mean, I think, okay, like let's take something about like inner conversations. Like mm-hmm. And when we were working with just like thinking about our inner conversations that we had with people, I know a lot of people, you say join the group because of SP. I did have an SP, I'll just be honest.
Yeah.
And started kind of shifting this whole inner conversations and that inner dynamic, just like on the things that I unconsciously had on a loop about this person. Mm-hmm. I started to watch like that you could actually see people change before your eyes. Once your attitude towards them changes, and it's not just what you're saying externally to them, but it's like those little deeper conversations, like you'll be smiling at somebody but hating them behind your back. Stuff like that. So it's like those inner shifts then began to show out in the like 3D real world.
And other people. So you, mm-hmm. The whole you pushed out concept, it seems like you tested it and you've seen that it is real. So that you're in the conversations with people that actually, and I even, not sure if you want to share this, you don't have to share anything, but I do recall that we did our little experiments, our little SP internal discussion experiments. And I believe that in your case, it was quite successful.
It was. It really was. We had this whole like process where we had to like analyze like past relationships and kind of see what were the common threads. And then I did one. I really took the time to go through that exercise, and I really took the time to think about, you know, what are these unconscious seeds that I had about like present and past relationships. And when I like did that, I also then like kind of flipped it, and I kind of put the opposite. So like, you know, if I said like guys are like mean or something, like that's just very basic, I went much deeper than that. But then I would put, you know, they're actually nice. And I just have watched my whole perception of like relationships change. And it was because I did the work so deeply, like I feel like even after the bootcamp, it's something that I'm still seeing. And I'm just in such a like strong, stable place, like in terms of like confidence. And then in terms of like, feel like my expectations, like I do not go beyond below standards or expectations. Like, it's like one thing to say it in these groups, like people tell you it, but it's like, no, it's like, you have to know how to keep your standards. It's not, you can't just say keep your standards. You have to figure out what are the causes that you're lowering your standards. And then, you know, so like this whole deeper work is what has movement.
Oh, so you feel like, as I think we discussed as well, you also came from a slight rules background. So that's interesting as well, that you just mentioned that once you have done the inner work, you already have those healthy boundaries within you. So you're not pretending to not care or pretending to act confident, but you actually feel confident from the inside. How was your experience with this shift?
For sure. So I think like one of the things about when you're operating from the rules is that I think you told me it's a lot of like fear. It's like operating in fear. And it's like, you always have to be on your tippy toes, like kind of going through this mental checklist, always like drafting text or like thinking what you're going to say and stuff. And you, what you really do is you stifle that connection with like God or infinite intelligence, because a lot of things, I admire, this is what you do in the group. Like when you have an idea, you like quickly act upon it. And I think that's so important, because when you like just act up, take inspired action, that's when you have like the true energy. And I think that's when you actually get the right words. But when you start like kind of working with the rules, it's like, I felt like manipulating and down watering myself down into a version of myself that I wasn't.
And then
you have to ask yourself, like, why am I watering myself down? And it's obviously because I have to have this person think about me a certain way, or I want to be perceived this way. Like at this point, Lexi, I told you, like, I don't care how you perceive me. You can get me today. Like, I'm here. This is who I am. Like, I'm drafting, like, and I'm just putting in such little effort.
Yeah.
The less effort I put into these men, SP, whatever, I'm telling you, it's like, it's so breezy. I'm like, I wish I knew this before.
Girl, I know. If I knew this at least 10 years ago, where would I be today? But to be honest, going through the whole process makes me appreciate it much more, because now I can truly relax and be myself and be loved for who I am. And it seems like you're also there.
Exactly. Yeah, for sure.
I agree. And also for those that are listening, when you do the inner work, there are no rules. You create your own rules. So if you want to be crazy, if you want to be tame, if you want to be well-behaved, it doesn't matter in the end. First, we're going to work on actually loving the person that you are, actually believing that to the core, and then everyone else will be magnetically attracted to the person that you are, whether you're a shy girl, whether you're outspoken, whether you have blue hair, red hair. People are going to see you pulling in all sorts of men and ask, what does she have that I don't have? Her hair is crazy, but she has a great provider husband. It doesn't matter.
Yes, for sure.
So about your experience, is there anything else you want to share with the ladies, or something that you haven't mentioned, or one of the questions that I haven't thought of? Feel free to add that here.
Yeah, I just think also what was really helpful for me was just like the community and like vulnerable we all were during, like, I feel like I call them my Glamifest sisters, but I feel like everyone was a sister to me in that group, because we were all like respectful of each other's opinions. When somebody had a question, we would all do our best to like answer it and like stick to, you know, answer it based off of the law. And it's just like, it's so, even sometimes like the going, you have to realize that this is like, essentially this is a whole subconscious reprogramming. This is, this whole process is like therapy on steroids.
In a good way.
In a good way. It's like, you thought you were like, this is not just like talking to a therapist. This is like a whole like life-changing experience. And it's just like, even when you have moments where like you feel like you're struggling with the mental diet, or you're not seeing a manifestation, or you have like, you're working through a limiting belief. And then I would just go on the page, and then I would see somebody write, oh, I like, you know, I manifested this, or like I had a breakthrough, or I thought, and that just was like really inspiring, and it kept me going. And then also like, if I felt like I manifested something, it just made me want to share with them too, to keep them going and give them hope. Yeah. But I know, like, I don't know anybody, any of my Glamifest sisters who went through this process who weren't changed and who aren't like, oh my gosh, I want to do it again.
So like, you're all jumping on there, because it seems like everyone is participating again in the 1st of August. That's cool.
Exactly. So it's a really good process. It's practical. And then at the end, you'll realize like it just, it's really well thought out. And then at the end, you realize like how full circle it comes, and how much effort and energy you put into like developing the course. So
Well, I'm glad you enjoyed it. And another thing that you touched upon just now is the Glamifest BFF community. This is something that we introduced, I think it was last month, that I realized that we had ladies from all across the globe. So we're talking about Southeast Asia, Europe, South America, lots of ladies from the US. So what we basically are doing is that everyone that joins the Glamifest bootcamp on the 1st of August, you get paired up with another sister, whether she's experienced or whether she's just starting out, and she becomes your Glamifest BFF, and you can basically hold each other's hands and hold each other accountable throughout the 2 months that we are working on the bootcamp. And that's fun, right?
Yeah, it is.
So let's see what else. I think that's basically it. So if there's is there anything else you wanted to share before we close off today, Tanae?
No, I think we covered everything. I just hope like everyone joins the program and just like, you know, begins to work on whatever is limiting them from full manifestation of the things that they're desiring inside their life.
Definitely. Well, we have quite a few starting this new cycle. I think I was tagging everyone in the post yesterday. We have 25, and someone joined this morning. No, two people joined today.
Wow.
Yeah, so the list is growing. So ladies, if you're thinking about it, if you have any questions, feel free to ask them in the group, because many of the ladies like Danae that have gone through the process, they're in the main group, but of course they're more active in the inner circle, and I'm very active in the inner circle as well, as Danae said, and we're preparing for the 1st of August. It's going to be exciting. And the group is growing and growing, but it's a nice little community, as Tanae already shared. It's fun, and it's a safe space where you can share your doubts, share your successes, especially successes, right, Tanae? Because there's no shade in the inner circle. When you share your success story, there won't be someone in there saying, oh, wait a minute, this iPhone is most probably a fake, that you check the serial number or some crazy shit like that. Excuse my French. Because there are lots of sulking haters that's just how it is. In the big, big groups, it's very small. And as I said, I focus a lot on quality, not on quantity. I want to keep the quality high. So Danae, thank you so much for sharing your story with us. And I'm looking forward to seeing your new manifestations as of August 1st. Because I think you're joining the new cycle as well again, right?
Yes, I'm going to be there again.
Okay.
More manifestations, like I'm here for it.
And yeah. It's also good for the ladies to know that once you went through the bootcamp once, it doesn't matter if you want to go through it again. If you sign up today, you will have lifetime access to the group. So let's say I'm planning on taking on a new group in December. You can join that group in December as well. So that's one of the benefits. Just like Tanae, if you want to go through it again, because of course you go through it once and you're like, okay, maybe there are things that I missed, or you might want to ask additional questions. It's all possible still in the future. So that's also an additional feature that might not be available after this cycle. Okay, well, Tanae, thank you again for sharing your story. You go enjoy that beautiful Bahamian weather.
I will. I'm going swimming, so I'm excited.
Oh, girl. I can't wait. And for those that are listening, I am moving to the Caribbean on the 22nd of August. So I'm very excited to go back and show you ladies where I come from, because I come from the Dutch Caribbean, and it's a beautiful country and beautiful island, and I can't wait to share that with you ladies as well.
Okay, thanks
again. And ladies, stay tuned for the podcasts that are coming up. I will be interviewing lots of ladies for you to be inspired, for you to have additional tips and insight on how they apply the law. So do tune in, do subscribe to this podcast. If you like it, leave a rating that's positive. That's very much appreciated, because we're small. We just started out. And the more people know about GlamourFest, the better, because the main reason that I started this is to change women's lives and make sure that they have at least one person in their life that's telling them that they are able to dream big and they're able to achieve these goals. No matter what everyone else is telling you, you can do it and you've got this.